Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey guys, Giants beat reporter Zach Rosenblatt here from NJ Advanced Media. And this is your latest update powered by the Talk Is Cheap podcast. The Giants are in full offseason mode after conducting OTAs and minicamp in the spring. There wasn't much to take away since the Giants only had light practices, but there are still a few notes to consider. A big one, rookie wide receiver Kadarius Toney, picked in the first round in April, had a strange spring. On his first day of rookie minicamp, he had an issue with his cleats where he couldn't find the right ones that fit, and he eventually left practice early. He was limited in the next practice, and then he skipped voluntary OTAs, which is unusual for a rookie. Then, during mandatory minicamp, on the first day, he slipped at least four or five times and left practice early, and then missed another practice due to a family emergency. There's been some hullabaloo about whether the Giants should be concerned about Toney heading into his rookie season, but it's still far too early to get concerned. The talent is clearly there, he just still has a lot to prove in the maturity department, which isn't unusual for a rookie. Some other notable things to take place at minicamp: quarterback Daniel Jones and wide receiver Kenny Golladay are clearly building chemistry, and they spent a lot of time together in practice. That relationship is one of the most important on the team this year. Outside linebacker Lorenzo Carter returned much earlier than expected, coming off an Achilles injury that cost him most of last season. He's expected to be one of the starting edge rushers and should play a major role in the pass rush. Second-year player Carter Coughlin was moved from outside linebacker to inside linebacker, which should help him get on the field more this year since they're deeper at outside linebacker. And since the draft, when the Giants drafted Gary Brightwell out of Arizona at running back, they've added two others at that position in veteran Corey Clement and the young Reichwell Armstead, who missed all of last season due to COVID-19 concerns. Clement in particular got a lot of reps in camp and has a real chance of making the team. On the injury front, Saquon Barkley remains out and didn't participate in practice at all in the spring, though he did post videos to Instagram recently where he is cutting and moving in a way that he hasn't since suffering the injury, which is a good sign. The Giants are taking it slow with him, so it's unclear if he'll be ready for week one, but he's making progress, and that's something to be excited about. Tight end Kyle Rudolph had off-season surgery on his foot, but by the end of camp, he was back and catching passes while standing still from Daniel Jones, indicating he should be ready for training camp. The Giants will return to East Rutherford for training camp on July 27th, before the start of the season. For all the latest Giants news, turn to the sports section of NJ.com and download the Talk Is Cheap podcast wherever podcasts are available.